Hey everyone, this is Jeff. I've struggled with sexual purity since junior high. I've had troubles with lust, fantasy, and then pornography. I brought it into my marriage, brought it into my ministry, and then I brought it to work, and then I lost my job over it. But God has been doing some deep work in my life over the last few years. I'm not an expert, but I've been picking up some top tips from books, podcasts, counselors, and friends. All these things that are helping me with my desire to stay sexually pure. Welcome to the Top Tips for Sexual Purity podcast. Two tips each week to encourage and challenge you on your journey towards sexual purity. When will things get back to normal? If you're recovering from sexual addiction, there's probably no question more popular than this one. When will things get back to normal? A guy's sexual behaviors get found out, his life blows apart, others are hurt around him, he begins his recovery, and then he starts to wonder, when will things get back to normal? A spouse of a sexual addict will ask this question too. Our spouse is affected by our sexual struggles, and it shatters her world. She gets overwhelmed with the truth of the situation and the peril her marriage is in. She wants to know when things are going to get back to normal. So what are you really saying when you ask this question? What most people mean when they ask this question is, when will the pain go away? Or, when will I not have to think about sexual addiction anymore? Or, when will the consequences go away? When will we be able to put this behind us? When will we all be healed from this? When will my marriage be restored? When can I go back to doing whatever I was doing? When will I be free from sexual temptation? When will I have victory over this? That's a lot of possibilities, isn't it? So I suppose the right question to ask for clarity is, what do you mean by normal? Normal for some people is the way things used to be. When will things get back to the way they used to be? Well, you know, that's a bad place to be. Normal in that sense didn't work very well, did it? You used to be secretive about your sexual sin. You used to hide, lie, and deceive. You used to rationalize and minimize your sin. You used to be a very unhealthy person, spouse, or parent because of your sexual sin. God doesn't want us to get back to that type of normal. God wants us away from the old lifestyle and from false intimacy. Normal for some people means I want the pain or consequences to go away. Hey, who doesn't want less pain? You know, recovery hurts. Suffering consequences hurts. And if your spouse is the one who sinned against you with a sexual sin, it's a different dimension of hurt. But shortcutting the pain is not the best thing. We have to properly address the pain, talk about it, get it out, bring it to God for healing, and use it as a stepping stone to grow in our relationship. The sexual struggler needs to feel the pain and consequences that his sin has caused. And God can use it to drive home the seriousness of his actions and help him to be serious about recovery. Pain can also help us to cling to God and to others more deeply. Normal for some people means, I don't want to struggle with sexual temptation and with sin anymore. You know, this is never going to happen. We can't drive away temptations, and we can't ever be sinless. What we can do is set up roadblocks and minimize triggers and temptations. And we'll always have our fleshly old nature to contend with at these times. We can make decisions to avoid certain places and people and to walk in God's ways. Healing from sexual struggles doesn't mean that it's not going to be an issue again. If we don't keep a recovery mindset, then we can always fall back into the bondage of sexual sin. And for some people, when they say normal, they mean, when will my marriage be restored? I don't think that a marriage being restored is a good goal of recovery. You can work on your own behavior, but you can't guarantee the behavior and decisions of your spouse. Your spouse may go off on the deep end. Your spouse may decide to divorce you and take your kids. You really can't control those things. God's perfect will is that a marriage be restored, but it doesn't always happen that way, so don't make that your definition for normal. The bottom line, guys, is that our definition for normal is probably not God's. God has a much higher goal for us in our sexuality. Let's face it, we're the ones who have set a low standard for many years. But God has a very high definition of normal. God's big picture for you is to be healthy sexually, healthy emotionally, healthy relationally, and healthy physically. God wants you to strive for sexual purity and not settle for less than is best. One of the reasons that God allows us to go through these periods of struggle is so that we might glorify Him better. You and I were on a very destructive path with our sexual bondage, and God is trying to bring us to the new norm. Healthy sexuality is very different, and when you start getting a taste of it, it feels good. But it's not something that we've been used to. Healthy sexuality is being free from masturbation and pornography. It's serving your spouse instead of serving your lustful desires. It's having sex with your wife and not feeling shame. It's having open, honest relationships with other men. It's being able to talk freely about your struggles. It's being able to renew your walk with God, to heal your wounds, and to connect emotionally with your spouse. This is what healthy sexuality looks like. And this is the new normal that God wants for us. This is what God has designed you and me for, and He's been trying to bring us there all along. So don't shortcut your healing. In your sexual addiction recovery, God is taking you through a very important process of healing. It hurts like heck, sure, but you don't want to shortchange it. You don't want to be less healed than God wants you to be. The best thing for you might be that you have to work on your recovery for another 6 months, or a year, or 3 years. It's not because you're a failure, but it's because God wants you to be healthy, and being healthy takes time. It took us a long time to get unhealthy, and it's not going to go away in 30 days or with a few intense counseling sessions. So guys, let God have His way. Let Him heal you fully. And instead of asking the question, when will I get back to normal, start asking the question, God, what is the new normal that You want for me? And even better, make this declaration to God. God, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, spend whatever money necessary, and take whatever time is needed for me to be healed and healthy. So God, help me to learn as much as I can during the process. Now that's a big prayer, guys. Stay strong, my friends, and go for purity. Thanks for listening to the Top Tips for Sexual Purity podcast. Show notes for the Top Tips podcast, links to my shows, and other helpful resources can be found at our newly revised website, www.porntopurity.com. It's under the podcast section. You can subscribe to the Top Tips podcast on iTunes, and don't forget to leave a review. Hey, let me know what you thought of today's show. You can leave a comment on the website or email me at jeff@porntopurity.com. The Top Tips for Sexual Purity podcast is part of the porntopurity.com community of podcasts. Just a reminder that I'm not a licensed counselor. The tips and thoughts on the Top Tips for Sexual Purity podcast are my own, unless otherwise indicated. I always recommend that you see a pastor or professional counselor to seek advice for personal, emotional, spiritual, and sexual matters.